On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet Sauvignon, or Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Corazon del Solimonoso GSM Blend 2022, Mendoza, Argentina. Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 2021. Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021. And Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Not a bad lineup.
Yeah.
I wish I had a nice big ribeye right now, Bob. That would have been made.
It's always tasting. Bob's fault.
It is Bob's fault.
Sorry, I produced the show, write the script, source the whiskey, and get your lunch and everything else, but I didn't get you a steak.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. or 4, or whenever you hear us.
You know what? I don't know that we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. anymore because, you know what? I was looking at my Netflix queue. It's been a lot of things I haven't watched in a while.
Well, you're the one that's up that late, so that's
the problem. I didn't get on until after midnight last night. It's messed up. Then insomnia hits. You got to put on the Netflix. Did I put on the podcast? I did not put on the podcast.
What? This one?
Yeah, come on. I've listened to it. I was here. I lived it.
People listened to it.
You know what? Okay. The beer shows are pretty good now, though. We don't do enough cigar sugars.
Well.
Justin, you're part of the cigar crew, right?
Yes.
How are you not doing more cigar shows?
Wow, that's a long story.
All right, whatever.
Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here and looking forward to drinking all this wine.
And good old Maury.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here today with some beautiful wines.
And good old boy Harm.
I was going to say it's a pleasure to be here with such beautiful company, but it's not. It's not a pleasure. The wine is better.
Oh, then what's on this table?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I won't disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, that, I think just about anything better than what's sitting at this table. Good Lord. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, anything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet Sauvignon, or Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Corazon del Solimonoso GSM Blend 2022, Mendoza, Argentina. Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 2021. Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021. And Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Not a bad lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't
sound Helena or Helena? Or Helena?
However you want to say it.
It's Helena.
However you want to say it. Doesn't matter.
Go to Helena.
Doesn't matter. Well, we're going to be tasting these wines and rating them with our 1 to 5 sips rating. Justin, pick 1 out of 5 and give us a 1. Come on.
Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my God.
That was creepy.
Yes.
That was creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was 5 sips.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that was disturbing.
That sounded like 5 lashes, my friend.
Yeah. Well, let's have Harm tell us about our first wine.
Thanks, Bob. Our first wine of the evening is Tom and Colette Gamble Family's wine. This is Gamble Estates, the Yountville Sauvignon Blanc. Tom and Colette Gamble started in Napa Valley Agricultural seen since 1916. The Gambles tended the land, transitioning from cattle ranching to grape growing, with Tom purchasing his first vineyard in 1981. The Colette family has deep roots in Napa Valley, contributing to the region's farming heritage since the 19th century. Tom's mother, Mary Ann McGuire, involved in establishing the 1968 Napa Valley Agricultural Preserve and safeguarding Napa Valley vineyards and wineries. The Campbells began bottling their first wine under the family name in 2005 and now cultivate 175 acres in Oakville, Mount Veeder, Rutherford, and Yountville. The first wine, the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet. I keep saying Cabernet because Sauvignon Blanc, the 2024, 13.8% ABV, 100% Sauvignon Blanc. The appellation is, of course, Yountville, Napa Valley, 100% barrel aged, and it's on the lees for 6 months with 15% new oak. The fruit is from the 22-acre riverbound vineyard in Yountville, nestled against a large hill. This low-lying vineyard holds cool morning summer mist between the rivers, longer than everywhere else in Napa Valley. The color is a gorgeous straw, and this is a huge grapefruit bomb at first when it was really cold. Now it's warmed up, it's become much more nuanced. I'm getting flowers, I'm getting lemon cake, I'm getting almonds. I'm getting, again, the grapefruit's still there on the nose. And it's, I generally do not like Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc because too much barrel aging. But because there's only 15% new oak and most of this must be neutral, they did a really good balance here. I'm not getting that over tannic thing. I'm not getting like all that vanilla and all the lignin and tannin from those oak. I'm really just getting, they're letting the grapes shine here. It's got gorgeous fruit flavors. Let me have a sip real quick.
I think while you're sipping, I would say that aging it on the lees for an extra 6 months also helped balance and round it out.
Exactly, Maury. It's the 6 months on lees. It gives it a wonderful mouthfeel without giving it the tannin of the oak, just overpowering it. You get beautiful citrus notes. There's some minerality from the soil here. I'm getting... It's not just a one note thing. You're getting minerality. You're getting great citrus. You're getting a beautiful acid, and that almond mouthfeel must be coming from the lees. It's rich. It's got a good medium finish. I mean, it's longer now that it's not cold.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
Justin, what'd you think?
I got on the nose salty, buttery grits, tangerines.
I don't get the grits, but the tangerines I'll give you.
On the palate. Green apple, kind of a seltzer texture, sharp minerality.
That went away as it warmed up, but I saw what you're saying when it was cold.
Yep. And it tasted like fancy candle, and the finish was clean and short.
Yeah, you are broken. Your soul is defective. What tastes like fancy candle? Were you a Marine? You eat the green crayons?
Didn't have the pleasure to serve.
Maury, please fix him.
He's beyond repair, I'm sorry to say. I am not a magician.
Don't eat the fancy candles, kids. They're expensive.
But I think,
only got to do that one time.
what you said, Harm, is actually spot on. I thought when it came out, it was a citrus grapefruit bomb, and it was very tart, a little bit of green apple. But with air and time in the glass, it's really blossomed into a delicious, balanced Sauvignon Blanc. The minerality is nice. The acid balance is nice. The flavors kind of dance on your tongue. I didn't get that spritzy seltzer texture that Justin got.
When it was cold, I understand what you're saying, but not now.
But it's extremely pale. My glass, it's nearly colorless. It's a very, very pale color. But don't judge the color. There's a lot going on in the glass. I think it's a beautiful rendition of a California Sauvignon Blanc. Bob?
I thought it was delicious. When it was cold, and just so the audience knows, when the whites, we always start out with them a little bit colder than they probably should be because a lot of people do drink their wines way too damn cold. And then they sit here and warm up as we make notes. And it was a little bit tight when it was cold. But once it warmed up, the flavors just started spilling out of this thing. Like you said, the grapefruit's still there, but the citrus is there. The orange blossom is there. White flowers, the mineral note on it is delicious. dry stone. It's, I mean, this is a really well done sumlok.
Yeah.
Harm, Maureen
and I are both pouring extra.
I think Harm prefers the New Zealand, but I really, when it's well done, a Napa Valley Sauvignon can be fabulous. It's not that
I prefer New Zealand. I generally think for years, California screwed it up by boozing too much oak. I really prefer.
This doesn't fall into that category.
Yeah, it's definitely not. These guys fixed it.
This one's delicious. So we're going to give the Gamble Estates Yentville Sauvignon Blanc 2024 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
I'm with you. I mean, they tend to over oak them in California, but
I carry good California Sauv Blancs at the store, but they're very rare, far and few between.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with a little bit of oak, but you're right. This wine does not need to be over oaked.
Yeah,
I still prefer the French, Maury. Well, the French, baby.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the lovely Sauvignon Blanc from Gamble Estates, the Yentville 2024. So let's move on to our next wine. We're going to have Maury tell us a little bit about that one.
Thank you, Bobby. Founded by Mudia Ravana, the man behind Napa Valley's Ravana Estate and Alexana Estate in Oregon's Willamette Valley, after making his first visit to Mendoza, Argentina, Dr. Ravana quickly formed a vision to plant a vineyard that could challenge the world's greatest examples of Grenache, Mourvedre, and Syrah. From Chateauneuf du Pape to Hermitage, the first vines of Grenache, Mourvedre, and Syrah were planted to Dr. Ravana's vineyard in 2008, and 3 years later, the first clusters were hand-harvested and put into a fermenter to co-ferment together. An interesting technique.
Do they co-ferment in Chateauneuf du Pape, or are they separate?
No, everything is separate. They even separate the block sometimes in the rows and then blend them. So this is really a novel technique. The first wine is the Corazon del Sol Luminoso GSM blend 2022 Mendoza, Argentina, clocking in at 14% ABV. It is 55% Grenache, 38% Syrah, 7% Mourvedre. It is 100% Corazon del Sol Estate, Block 13, Los Chacos Caes Estate at 38 foot elevation, Uco Valley, Argentina. Organically farmed, double hand sorted, whole cluster pressed, 7 day fermentation with native yeast.
What does double hand sorted mean?
It means they sorted
double
twice.
Double secret probation.
Use left and right hands?
Yes, correct. Aged 12 months in second use and neutral French barrels and rested at least 6 months in the bottle. So with that, it's got a beautiful deep garnet color. On the nose, there's definitely an overpowering cherry aroma, a hint of red meat and spice. The palate is a bit voluptuous. It's mouth coating. It's got some spice. It's got some smooth, rounded tannins. The finish is medium. It's a really lovely wine. I think it's a beautiful example of a nice GSM blend. It's interesting to see it coming from Mendoza. I think they've done a beautiful job with this wine. It really has no flaws. I think it's beautifully made, and I think it's enjoyable, especially with some food. I wish I had a nice big ribeye right now, Bob. That would have been made.
It's always tasting. Bob's fault.
It is Bob's fault.
Sorry, I produced the show, write the script, source the whiskey, and get your lunch and everything else, but I didn't get you a steak.
Well, this isn't exactly whiskey, but it is wine.
Probably pay you the big bucks, Bob. Anyway,
what'd you think?
Still waiting on those.
Yeah, you hit the main notes, Maury. I mean, when I think GSM, I think Chateau Neuf du Pape, I think Southern France, and I think Australia. I never think South America.
But I like California. There's some California GSMs that are pretty nice.
Yeah, you've got the Rhone Rangers and all those guys doing stuff like that.
But I agree with you. It's you don't think Argentina.
You don't think Argentina. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, maybe now you will.
Yeah. Dr. Ravana did a good job here.
Justin?
Strawberry, so, dark fruit.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right.
I thought he was done pontificating.
No. I haven't begun to pontificate. I haven't got my big hat on yet.
I got my Elmer's third grade glue after it aired. Before then, I got fruit. Stop eating the glue.
He rode the short bus. Of course he eats glue.
Once I was 10, I stopped sniffing and eating the glue.
That's why you became a lawyer.
But he does have a vivid recollection of the glue eating.
I do. Yeah. The good old days.
We call that pica.
I think this has got such a great...
You're a piker.
Maury said cherries. I'm thinking red cherries, but there's black fruit here too. There's strawberry here too. There's such a good balance of acidity and tannin. And where do you see the acidity and tannin coming from the glue?
I was using cherry on the nose, by the way.
That is what it is now.
My time outwitting morons.
It was fruitier, and now it's more glue.
What the hell?
On the palate, I got like smoked port and subtle fruits.
There's a lot of umami here, and I will give you smoked pork. I don't want to do it, but you're right.
Yeah, and that's what I got. The finish was unremarkable.
It's really fruity on the nose, more so than the umami, but the umami does come through later.
It's underneath. Bob,
yeah, way underneath.
Bob, tell them why they're broken.
Here's Justin giving the review of the wine that, you know, that we did before.
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine. It's an exceptionally good drink.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good Lord.
Well, thank you.
Go back to sleep. This is lovely. I mean, this is a first for me, a GSM from Argentina, but I think they did a really good job with this.
It's improved with air and time in the glass. I think you'll be pleasantly rewarded with temperature improvement as well as aeration.
Give it 4 more years in the bottle, then have some. Mm. We're drinking it young. We're killing babies here. We drink the wines they send us from the PR companies to, you know, taste their wine.
Well, they don't send us library releases, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Sometimes they do. We've gotten a lot of library releases.
Once in a while we get some.
Yeah, but generally speaking, we're getting
usually what you're getting is release. What's going out into the stores.
That's right. And in the stores, most people are going to buy, they need to know that they need to give this a little time, both in the bottle or in the glass or both.
Americans don't do that. I tell people all the time, look, don't buy this, buy a case. Drink this one this year, drink this one 2 years from now, the next one 3 years from now, then you keep going. All right, anyway. Bob, give us a rating on this wine. Yeah. Tell us what you want.
Let's move on. So we've got for the Corazon del Sol Luminoso GSM Blend 2022, 3 sips.
Interesting.
Nice little wine. Really well done.
I think it's closer to 4 because I got overrated.
Yes,
yeah, so it improved with time.
So do I.
You're definitely overrated, Harm.
Overruled.
No. All right, Justin, tell us about Whitehall Lane.
Whitehall Lane, back in 1993, when Tom Leonardi Senior purchased a small winery in St. Helena, originally hailing from Genoa, Italy. Their family history in San Francisco Bay Area dates back to the late 1880s.
I love how they can say we're originally from Genoa, but our family history is from 1880s. Come on, man.
When Tom's parents settled on a farm in Sonoma.
Those are the people who say Gabagool instead of Capicola. Sorry.
Since purchasing the original property.
He cracks himself up. Yeah,
I do.
The family now has 8 vineyards in Napa and Sonoma. They currently have 3 generations of the family involved in the business. Their winemaker is Jason Moulton, who earned his postgraduate diploma in viticulture and enology from Lincoln University, New Zealand. Before Whitehall Lane, he worked at vineyards in New Zealand, Bordeaux, and South Africa, and has been at Whitehall Lane since 2016. Now we're going to talk about Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Clocks in at 14.9 alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. From Napa Valley, it's 82% Merlot, 8% Cabernet Sauvignon, 7% Malbec, 2% Petit Verdot, and 1% Cab Franc, hand harvested and sent to the tank for whole berry fermentation.
The grapes were cold soaked in a tank at 45 degrees for 4 to 7 days and increased color, aroma, and flavor extraction. Fermented at 82 degrees, which allowed for hot extraction on the skins with twice daily pump overs. Aged in 35% new French oak for 20 months. On the nose, I got blueberries, plums, and biscuits. On the palate, the blueberries came through, and then I got heavy cream, and the finish was creamy as well. What did you think, Bori?
Well, I think you give a nice description of this wine. I do like the nose of the strawberry, and I get a little hint of rhubarb and along with the plum. I think it's got a nice mouthfeel. It's a little bit astringent for my liking, but we'll be back and talk about it further.
A commercial break again?
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Maury was giving us his thoughts on the Whitehall Lane Napa Valley
Merlot. I believe he was waxing rhapsodic.
Yes, no, it's a really lovely... Something.
Wax on, wax off?
Sorry.
Brazilian wax.
Yeah. It's a lovely Merlot. The tannins need a little bit more time to mellow and integrate, but that aside, I think it's drinking nicely. It checks many of the boxes. It's a nice Merlot, especially for those who like bigger grapes like cabs. It's got a lot of body to it. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel, and it's got a medium finish. I liked it. I thought it was nice.
Justin?
How's the wine?
So,
he talked about it.
I did talk about it.
He was the first guy on the show.
Blueberries, heavy cream.
Yeah. Bob's been drinking. Ignore him. I'm just going to say something.
Okay.
Look,
waiting for somebody to say something.
On the nose, it was all cherry and vanilla for me with milk chocolate. And then I reapproached and I said, "What? Where's this menthol coming from?" I picked up the wrong glass. There's no menthol. That's the next wine that's
evolved. You picked up your pack of cools.
Yeah. No, it's the Cabernet that's evolved. But anyway, so this Merlot... On the nose is milk chocolate covered cherries and vanilla. On the palate is where I get those strawberries they were talking about. So strawberry, nice, good acidity, very integrated tannin, but the finish is a bit short, and that's literally all that takes this wine from a 4 to a 3 for me.
Remember that drink Quick when you were a kid?
Yeah, Nestle.
Kind of reminds me of Quick.
It's not chocolate, but it's chocolate as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I blanked out 20 years. So everything is like, 10 years and younger for you for tasting notes. Sure.
Bob, what do you think?
Quick. Oh, my God. Where'd you find him?
It's not strawberry Quick. It's
Nestle Quick. Right.
No, they had strawberry too. So if
you mix
4 parts chocolate to 1 part strawberry Quick, you get this Merlot.
Yeah, you're right.
I can eat glue too, Justin.
You guys,
I can eat glue too.
You guys need to go back to the rubber room, romper room.
I never left. I resent that implication that I ever left, Maury.
Bob, why are our souls defective? Tell us.
That's a long discussion.
Yeah. There are doctors at Cal State trying to figure that out right now. I think this is a lovely, this is a really well done, well put together. Good example of a nice Napa Valley Merlot. The strawberry is definitely there. The red fruit, the chocolate is definitely there. On the palate. On the palate, again, juicy. Got a nice mouthfeel to it. Acidity is mostly front palate for me. The fruit is there, the raspberries, the strawberries, the chocolate is still there on the back palate.
Nobody said raspberry, you said you.
Yeah, I've got
broken.
It. Nope. And just, I mean, really, you
strawberry
know,
and cherry.
Well done. Well done. A very nice little wine. So we're going to be giving the Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021 a well-deserved three sips.
Well, what about you?
Interesting.
I think it deserves a little bit better, but it's really great for an entry-level Merlot from these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, considering how much of it they make and you know, I mean, for the money, a damn good bottle of wine. So
Bob, you tell us about the next wine. Do it. It's your turn, baby.
All right. So Ravana Estates was founded by, how are we saying it?
Madhya
Ravana.
I guess. I'm from North India. He's not from North India. Whatever. Madhya.
Yeah, he's a doctor. And
now we're going to split hairs.
I dropped out.
Now we're going to split hairs between North and South India. And
look at this guy over here. Here's a urologist story. He doesn't have the net worth of Dr. Ravana.
I don't think any of us do.
Got a cardiologist who makes wine? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, starting on a family farm in rural India, through hard work and perseverance, he made it to university, then to medical school, then was accepted for a three-year residency in internal medicine in New York. He made it from New York to Philadelphia and then finished his cardiology training in Dallas. After going into private practice and through friends with mutual interest, his wine interest began to grow. In 1997, after a medical conference in San Francisco, he met a realtor who showed him a property in Napa Valley and introduced him to Jim Barber, now Ravana Estates vineyard manager. They planted the vineyard in 1998, and their inaugural release was their 2001 Cabernet. So we're going to be drinking the Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon, Napa Valley 2021.
That would make it their 20th anniversary release, sir.
It's 14.7% ABV. Appellation is Napa Valley, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. Fruit harvested from the Ravana Estate Vineyard in St. Helena AVA, a quarter vineyard in Atlas Peak, and Shiflet Ranch in Oak Knoll, and Panic Vineyard in St. Helena. The fruit is hand-picked, hand-sorted, and then wholeberry fermented in micro-fermentation batches, barrel-aged for 20 months and 60% new French oak and 40% once-filled French oak. The color on this, just a beautiful, beautiful dark garnet.
Inky.
Lovely. Not a lot of light going through that. That's what I like to see. On the nose, blackberries, dark fruit, black cherry. There's a mineral note to this, a graphite, almost a slaty nose to it. And on the palate, let's see. Black currants, dark black fruit. It's got a little bit of an herbaceousness to it on the mid palate.
I'm getting that herbal note right on the nose right away, dude. This is the one I was talking about, had a menthol note after I let it breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's got, I mean.
But it's subtle. It's like
very well structured.
But very subtle.
The tannins on it are nice. They're not overpowering, but well structured. It's got a nice, very well defined. This is a lovely wine. Really, really nice.
I thought it was quite delicious. It really drinks well.
What'd you think, Justin?
So I kind of got a late 90s Pier 1 Imports nose on this thing.
You know what? You laughed, Maury, but he's right. There's this incense note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smelling the rattan furniture.
Right.
The incense.
Right.
And I'm smelling 90s girls.
Yeah.
Wearing a little bit too much patchouli.
Yeah.
I definitely get the rattan smell. I'll give you that.
And then on the palate. That's a good
way to describe it.
I got Jamba Juice with much less sugar.
Now you're just being a
No,
he's just making stuff.
I'm in a late 90s strip mall with this. It just takes me back to 1999.
Oh, late 90s, man. I was in my prime.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Plowing through the
Your prime. Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, prime.
Ah, the girls were hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they didn't talk to you then, and they don't talk to you now. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
All right, so. Tell us about the wine. Come on.
All right. The nose. This was kind of jangly at first. This did take a long time to integrate.
He likes that word, doesn't he? He's been saying it all day.
He's got some jangly stuff going on there.
The wine was not well integrated when we first poured it. I got the blackberry, and there was like a weird hint of toasted vanilla. The graphite's there, but it's way in the back. As it sat in the glass, it became more integrated. The citrus notes, the incense notes, that rattan, that herbal thing going on. When I came to it after the second wine, I picked up the wrong one. I got menthol from further away. This wine's got a lot of stuff stuffed into it. It's quite well made. I think it's great. It hasn't quite settled down. It needs more time in the bottle. It's only 5 years old. It's way too young to drink this wine. This wine is built for a longer aging period. I think we need to drink this 5 years from now. It'll even be better. Because this guy is making good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Maria hired a really great winemaker. So we're going to commercial and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up the discussion on the Rivanna Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 2021. We are going to be giving that one a well-deserved 4 sips. Harm, tell us about our next cab from Rivanna.
Was it my turn already? Okay, yep. So the Rivanna Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021 is 14.7% ABV. That's crazy. The appellation is St. Helena AVA or St. Helena. Napa Valley 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, fruit harvested from the Rivanna Estate Vineyard in St. Helena. The fruit is hand-picked, hand-sorted, and then whole berry fermented in micro-fermentation batches. Barrel-aged for 20 months, 80% new French oak, 20% once-filled French oak. And that's what makes the difference here. The color is the exact same as the previous one, a gorgeous opaque ruby that with the clear edges. It's still young. The nose is all about cassis and black currants. It's all those black fruits that you expect from a cab. A little more tobacco, a little more
Stop smokiness. Hoarding the bottle. Send the bottle down, would you?
Oh, here, sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm going to pour some more. So good. This wine is also, you know, it's as good as the last one, or if not better.
Different.
But it's different.
Yeah, it's very different.
St. Helena is just a little more integrated than the first one. It's drinking better young than that first one did. And it's just gorgeous, full-bodied, fine-grained.
This one's ready to go now.
Yeah.
And it will age, and it's got the body and structure to live on for another decade or more. But it is the better wine today. It is beautifully integrated, very balanced, very
luscious. It's better, but it's not
luscious.
It's they're still great together. Justin, what weird things did you taste?
So this is like drinking a fine red wine in a cigar store with going full blast. The tobacco notes are on the nose. They follow through in the palate and the finish. But I think it's really good.
How is it you didn't screw up this one? What's going on? I agree with him.
Hey, wait. Shut up. Shut up. Leave it alone. Don't go back to him. Just leave it how
Bob,
it is.
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, Hermie.
Shut up. Okay. We actually got something insightful at him for once. Okay. Delicious. Lovely. Black currants, dark fruit, dark earth, a little bit of forest like floor.
Scorched earth. Yummy.
Just so well done. So well balanced. Like Maury said, this one's drinking well. Now the other one needs a little more time to really just link, but this one is going now. But both of them are going to go. These both are going to go for years.
This one's my jam for today.
Yeah, this one is definitely my jam for today. Like I said, when I tried that one because we do them in order, I went, "Wow, I really like that first Ravana," and then I had the second one. I go, "Wow, I really like this one even more." So,
but they're
very different. They're different. Very different.
They're
so
both great. They're both great different ways.
So we're going to give the Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021 a well-deserved four sips plus.
Four plus, yes.
It's a hot blonde and a hot brunette, man. Which one are you going to choose?
Both.
Well, this one's, this one's I'm a four take, plus, five I'm
gonna
minus.
Cheers. I'm going to take cheers. Both of the bottles, so yeah.
Oh, no, he's going to have all to fight Justin. Us for one of them.
All right.
Tell us about this one and read quick. We're running out of time.
Don Melchor is a legacy wine from Chile. First created in 1987 by the Julia Stasi family of Concha y Toro, a name for their forefather in Chilean wine. Don Melchor was created to be the singular expression of Puente Alto Vineyard in the Upper Maipo Valley. Overseen by winemaker Enrique Tirado since 1995, the seven parcels of Don Melchor are harvested independently to support over 150 micro vinifications in the cellar. Then, tasted and selected for the final composition. The second vintage of Don Melchor in 1988 was the first Chilean wine to be named Wine Spectator's Top 100 Wines of the World. Now we're going to talk about Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Punches in at 14.8% alcohol by volume. It's 93% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Cabernet Franc, and 3% Merlot, hand-harvested and fermented in stainless steel with 3x daily pump overs. Once the fermentation was complete, the tank was hermetically sealed and the wine spent around a week, less time than usual, macerating at temperatures between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius, which I have no idea what that is.
70 degrees, 72 degrees.
Thank you very much. To extract a smoother tannins. Once the maceration was complete, the wine from each tank was racked, tasted, and selected by Don Melchor winemaking team and put into French oak barrels to undergo malolactic fermentation and aging. Aged for 15 months in 68% new and 32% second-use French oak, Don Melchor 2021 is the 35th vintage of Don Melchor.
And also number one rated wine from Wine Spectator's Top 100.
And I think this is the fourth vintage we've had the good fortune to taste. So what does it taste like, Justin?
The color is a dark, beautiful ruby. The nose is intense and fruity. The palate is just rich and licorice jumps out in the beginning, although with air that kind of faded. And the finish was long and pleasant. Makes you want to go for another sip. What did you think, Bob?
I thought it was fantastic. Every year they just do it every year. I mean, every year I think, well, this will be, not as good as last year. No, every year it seems like they never have an off year with Don Melchor. The nose is absolutely yummy. Dark red fruit. There's a little bit of black tea in there. And on the palate, so well put together, so perfectly integrated. Black cherries, violets, licorice, a little bit of black pepper on the back palate. Just so well done. Just so well done. Like everyone from them. What do you think, Harm?
My mother opened our liquor store in 1988. That's when these guys started. We've carried Don Melchor for almost every vintage, not since 1988, because I don't think it came to America back then. From $40 to $200, there's a reason. It's phenomenal wine. It's never been bad.
No.
I've not had a bad vintage this
It's ever. Never been not great.
Yeah.
Forget bad.
This wine needs to be in your collection. Buy some. Just, it's fantastic.
Maury?
Yeah, no, I agree. We've had this a number of times on the show. It's a delicious wine. It's beautifully made. It's really attention, meticulous attention to detail. It's delicious. The beautiful part about it is you can really open it, let it aerate, and enjoy it today. It will age for another decade or more.
It'll age for 20 to 30 years, dude. This right. is phenomenal.
But I'm telling you that this, I like them young, and this is one you can, you don't have to sell her. You don't have to sell her.
You don't say those things anymore, Maury.
Mm-hmm. To enjoy it. You can enjoy it right today out of the bottle. Just give it some time, some air, and some patience. It's definitely opened up with time and air in the bottle, in the glass, excuse me. I think it's fantastic. It's the best thing we've had today. So thank you for bringing it to the show, Bob.
It's one of the best wines I've had since in 2025. Well,
really. A couple of years ago, Maury and I had the good fortune to go to a dinner with Don Melchor down in Miami and got to meet the winemaker, and they had 7 or 8 different vintages.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
The library, nice.
Yeah, they had one going back about, I want to say 15, 16 years.
And just get better.
Oh my God, they were just every one of them. Just like, how do you do this every year? So delicious. But we're going to give. It's like we're giving it. They earned it more than we did. We're going to give Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 5+ sips.
Oh my God.
So good every year.
Fruit, leather, flowers, it's all there.
Yeah, it's everything you want. Everything you want in a bottle. Well, this is all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great day in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
You know, I never mean it when I say thank you, except today.
Nah, you still don't mean it.
I don't mean it, but whatever. The wine was good.
Yeah, the wine was good.
The wine was great.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.